the volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. All right, everybody. Listen, I'm not saying I'm David Copperfield, but I am pulling some tricks out lately. Sam Darnold, as predicted, going to the Carolina Panthers. They give up some draft picks, a couple of key draft picks next year, second and fourth. This is Joe Brady, who was the offensive coordinator that turned around LSU football and got a national title with Burrow, is the coordinator here. NFL experience with the Saints to LSU, now to Carolina. Matt Rhule, smart situationally last year, sharp guy, very deep-pocketed owner, and they've got some playmakers on offense. That is not the issue. So let's bring in Joe Person, 8 years at the Charlotte Observer. Now he's at The Athletic covering the Panthers, and he joins us. First of all, Joe, this feels like a significant upgrade for Sam Darnold. Whereas the Panthers' offensive line isn't dominant, there are some nice pieces. Robbie Anderson is a burner that Sam's worked for. Christian McCaffrey's a star. And Joe Brady and Matt Rhule seem more than competent on the offensive side calling and designing plays. So from your perspective, covering the Panthers, does Darnold seem like something you need?
You know, I think it's a risk worth taking. I mean, this does feel like an organization that's been spinning its wheels at the quarterback position. You know, that they made the decision that they wanted to move on from Cam Newton. They thought that the health was a big concern. And I think Matt Rhule wanted a fresh start, a fresh quarterback. So they go with Teddy Bridgewater, probably paid Teddy Bridgewater too much money for a guy that was looking in New Orleans like a good, competent backup quarterback.
Yes.
But it didn't work out. I mean, and so what are you going to do? They tried to go down a number of other quarterback roads. They, you know, lost out on Matthew Stafford to the Rams. They were very involved to the point that Houston would answer their phone calls or not in Deshaun Watson. And then that legal situation closed that door on them. And I think in Darnold, Scott Fitter, the new GM in Charlotte, saw a guy that he thought was at least better than the guys in this draft, not named Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. And rather than take a chance on a guy in, let's say, Trey Lance, that maybe they didn't, that they thought might work, they're going to take a guy, they take a chance on a guy, same kind of thing. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but it's kind of more of a rental than, you know, a 5-year rookie deal.
So let's start with the offensive line, which was egregiously bad with the Jets, still in rebuild mode. You guys are decent at center and grade fairly high at right tackle. Overall, what's the weakness of the unit that will protect Sam Darnold and the strength, in your opinion?
The weakness is left tackle. And what's interesting, in acquiring Darnold, they now can go out with that number 8 pick and see if Penei Sewell is there, perhaps look at Rashawn Slater from Northwestern. Like, that is a very, there's a high probability now, in my opinion, that they go get a left tackle at 8, because, you know, they picked up Cam Irving in free agency, kind of just a guy. They've got, you know, some dudes on the roster, but they are lacking there. Where they're good up front, you mentioned it. I mean, Taylor Moten, they committed a you know, with the franchise tag, $14 million to him.
Yeah,
very good player. Matt Paradis at center has been pretty solid. Yeah. Guards are okay.
So they'll probably use that pick, either Penei Sewell, who's sort of a, they say he's a tad immature. I'm from the Northwest. He is a dominant blocker when he's focused. And Slater, who matched up well with Chase Young, can go in or out. So it's not a porous offensive line. It's just not dominating. Is that fair?
I think that's absolutely fair. I mean, their guard play last year was okay. They brought one of those guys back in John Miller, who was a free agent. They paid a little bit of money to Pat Elflein from the former Viking and the former Jet, actually, who was part of the problem in New York. and I know he wasn't there for a long time, but this offense, this Joe Brady offense has weapons, man. I mean,
yeah,
you got to assume Christian McCaffrey is going to stay healthy. I mean, I didn't see in those injuries last year, like these weren't like him, you know, they weren't a bunch of soft tissue things or chronic things. You got Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. The tight end's okay. They did pick up Dan Arnold in free agency. It looks like he could have some potential, but
he's a pass catching tight end.
That's right.
Tall.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's tall, jumps pretty well. Saw him in Arizona. Not a dominating guy. If he gave you 40 catches, you'd feel pretty good.
You had all those guys and David Moore, they picked up in free agency, a slot guy to replace Curtis Samuel. And if they can figure out this line, Darnold's got a chance. And like I said, I mean, he was sort of like the best option of what was left to them in their minds. They didn't want to sit at eight or trade up in the draft on someone they weren't convicted on. And so Darnold was sort of the next best thing.
Joe, it's interesting because last year they went all defense on their draft. They went for the big defensive tackle, then the defensive end. They got Chin, the starting safety, who's a terrific young player. I don't think I ever recall seeing a team, and I'm not opposed to it. They went all defense with all their picks. This year, I've been told by somebody I trust that knows the organization well, they'll lean heavily to offense. That would make sense. So assuming they take an offensive lineman with the first pick, if I said second, third, and fourth round, not that you're a mock draft guy, I don't want to put pressure, Joe, on you, but if I said second, third, and fourth, would they get a McCaffrey backup? Would they go back to the offensive line? Would they? It's a pretty weak tight end class after Pitts. Where do you think second, third, and fourth picks probably lean?
Well, the thing is, you're right. I mean, it will be offensive heavy, but they got to get a corner. They've got a big hole on their defensive depth chart at corner opposite Dante Jackson. So that I would think would be a second day type of pick, assuming they go offensive tackle at eight. But then after that, I like what you said about a McCaffrey backup. I like, they were at Ramondre Stevenson's pro day at Oklahoma. In one of my mocks, I had him to the Panthers in the fourth round, I think it was. Tight end. I get the sense that they might take a kind of a later round flyer on a tight end to maybe pair with Dan Arnold, just because I think they, just like you said, after Pitts, it's fairly big drop off. So don't expend a second or third round pick necessarily, but I just think the thing that Scott Fitter said to us today is like this. Getting Arnold, and it's a little cliche, but that solved the quarterback position and allows them to go best player at eight. And I think that'll be offensive tackle, but heck, it could be someone like Patrick Surtain also at corner.
What do we know? What did you learn, Joe, about Matt Rhule, his style? What is Darnold walking into? You only have a year. So, but you can ascertain certain things over 16 games. What did you like? What, as a college coach coming to the league, would concern you?
So, I mean, he definitely brings that college sort of mentality to it. Like the thing that I'll never forget from that first Matt Rhule training camp, which was weird because of COVID. And
right.
But they're having basically an intra-squad scrimmage pitch in Bank of America State in an empty Bank of America Stadium. Just the fact that they're having an inter-squad scrimmage kind of felt like a spring game type thing. But he's doing that, and at halftime, or you know, or whatever the halftime break was, he had the starting offense doing wind sprints because he did not like what he saw from them from effort, from an effort standpoint. So, I mean, that there is that feel. I was impressed with Matt Rhule. I thought that he had a good feel for situational football, game management type of stuff. It, I mean, didn't necessarily always pan out as they went 0-for-8. With the opportunity to win or tie the game late in games. But I think he's going to be a success in this league, but it just seems like they've been kind of patching holes, you know, like sticking a finger in the hole one year at quarterback and then another one springs up the very next year. So we'll see. I mean, this is you know as well as anyone that position, you don't get it right, you may not ever be the success as a head coach that folks think you will be.
Joe Brady is a coordinator. Now, Darnold's athletic. He really is much like the USC quarterback. He is a playmaker. He's going to throw about one awful grenade a day. He can make really bad throws. Not a ton. He'll make more plays than he'll give the ball away. Confident, alpha, coachable, really like a normal kid. Played linebacker at one point, beach volleyball. He's like a normal Southern California kid. No airs about him. No arrogance. He's really a guy's guy. What does Brady prefer? Now, I know the Joe Burrow. I watch a lot of that. Joe, like Darnold, can move. Actually, Darnold's younger than Burrow.
That's great.
But I know he will occasionally move the pocket. What did you learn from Joe Brady as coordinator?
Well, I mean, I think they definitely want to get the ball downfield more than they did with Teddy Bridgewater. And I remember that came up a lot in our Zoom with Scott Fitter. I think three different times he mentioned pushing the ball downfield and Sam Darnold giving the Panthers the opportunity to do that. I mean, I think Brady called some of those plays with Teddy. I just think Teddy was a little gun shy for whatever reason to pull the trigger. I mean, he was a little more comfortable checking it down or throwing the intermediate route to maybe a backside read and in the red zone too. I mean, I think there were times that they would have liked to seen him fired into a tight window in the end zone rather than, you know, kind of take the 5-yard dump off and have to kick a field goal. So I think we saw a lot of that Joe Brady offense last year, and it was pretty innovative. They did some cool things with Curtis Samuel in the running game. And he did it as you know, with 13 games without Christian McCaffrey. So to add the downfield element, with Darnold, you know, could kind of add a layer to the Joe Brady offense.
Now, Will Greer is an athletic backup from West Virginia. I imagine they move off Teddy and try to get a pick back or something. Joe, give me your best guess on that.
Yeah, I think Teddy's days in Charlotte are numbered. I think, just like you said, they try to move him. You know, Denver, Washington, you know, the Vikings, you know, longtime personnel guy, George Patton, of course, is in Denver now. So I think that could make some sense. New Orleans, does Teddy go back to New Orleans as a potential, you know, as a backup situation, which, again, I think he's really well suited for that. You need him for you need him for five games when Drew Brees, you know, breaks his thumb, do it. But yeah, I think the Panthers are going to have to help, though. They're going to have to, you know, sort of restructure his deal and take on, you know, take on some of the burden of that $23 million on that cap hit for a team to take him.
You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. Here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast, All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel's the exclusive home for over-under, and it's available in all 50 states, so you can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/over-under and sign up now if you have not done so already. You create a new FanDuel account if you don't already have one. It takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/over-under. They can be worth up to $5,000. Age and location restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. Well, Joe, I don't know much about David Tepper other than what I've read. He is he's a billionaire. Most billionaires are impatient. I've been saying the last couple of weeks, I kind of predicted this. I said, Carolina can lose games, not for long, but they can't be boring. He doesn't want a boring investment. And I said they need to be more dynamic at quarterback, and that's why I said I think Darnold's a perfect fit. How long will Tepper give Matt Rhule? Did you see any signs of impatience in year one?
Not really, no. Again, it was such a weird year. But yeah, I mean, like that seven-year contract, I mean, that's all well and good until you have two or three losing years in a row. And since Tepper bought this team, they have, you know, not had – all they've done is lose, basically. And yeah. You're right. I mean, I think this – it was clear that Tepper was driving this quarterback ship from the even before the offseason started. We did a Zoom with Tepper when he fired Marty Herney in December. They still had two games left. You could already tell based on how he answered or didn't answer questions about Teddy and that position that they wanted to move on. And, you know, they, as I said, Tepper and Fitter and Rhule have been in on like every quarterback conversation. And I think the way you described it, Colin, is right on. It's like, they're building like big time major facilities down the road in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where they're moving they're doing stuff like the Vikings and the Cowboys. They need like to get that quarterback position right to start, you know, they're going to be selling a lot of corporate sponsorships. He wants to do a downtown stadium in Charlotte. You can't do that kind of stuff if your franchise is just a dud and not doing anything. You need that momentum to go ask people for money and ask for public money also.
Cap space going forward. If you eat a little Teddy Bridgewater, Darnold's not going to be a fortune. You gave up a couple of draft picks to get Darnold. The sixth this year doesn't mean a lot because it's a pretty weak draft by the middle of the fourth round on. You gave up a second and a fourth, I believe, next year. Not ideal. Maybe you get one of those back with Teddy Bridgewater. Maybe you get a fourth back. I don't know.
Right.
Cap space, Joe, I don't have it in front of me. Are they tied to it? Do they got some space? Your thoughts?
Next year, they get a ton of space. That they had kind of been working toward that 2022 year as a big year for potential free agency moves, even before Marty Herney got gone. And and I'll be honest, like I ran this up the flagpole with a couple people today, just the whole, what does this mean for Deshaun with the Panthers' potential interest in Deshaun Watson? I said, well, it's kind of two different things. And, you know, who knows how the Watson thing's going to play out, but you know, I wouldn't close the door on that completely for the Panthers and any other quarterback needy team. But you know, Scott Fitter sounded, you know, obviously he sounded excited. He wouldn't have made the deal, but he was talking a lot about having scouted Sam, you know, coming out of the Seahawks would go look at quarterbacks every year, even though they didn't need one with Russell. But, you know, I just keep coming back. This is my column too. I'm writing it. I just keep coming back to, it just feels like they're just spinning their wheels at the position. They hoped it was going to work on with Teddy. It didn't. And, you know, it's another calculated gamble. And we'll see how it works out.
Matt Rhule interviewed for the Jets job. Does he have much of a relationship with Sam? Does he know him?
Doesn't sound like it. I mean, it seems like a lot of times in free agency, we're writing about guys and Kyle Pitts too, is some guys in the draft, like Rhule as a college coach and just having left a college job, he recruited a lot of these kids. But I think, you know, Sam was kind of on a different level than Temple or Baylor at that time. It would have been Temple.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think Rhule has any background with him. You mentioned, of course, Robbie Anderson. Fitterer said he talked to a lot of the guys on this roster who have Jets ties, Robbie Anderson chief among them. And they all vouch for the kind of guy that Sam is and the kind of, you know, leader and competitor and tough type dude that they're getting. And, you know, it clean up the turnovers a little bit and stay healthy. It could work. It could work.
Hey, listen, Atlanta's defense has holes everywhere. Saints now out of salary cap hell, but I don't think they're nearly the same team. Tampa's a buzzsaw, but, you know, listen, this is, if you start looking at the quarterbacks, Breeze gone, Brady old, Matt Ryan aging. If Darnold hits with Brady, with Rhule, with an aggressive owner, new facilities, I actually think you'll score some points. If they can get, I would go offensive line. I think I'd go offensive line, corner, and then go back to the offensive line. God, Darnold just needs 2.5 seconds. That sounds ridiculous, but he got less than that in New York for 3 years. Dead serious. The kid was on the run constantly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And like you said, I think left tackle is going to be a big priority. Hopefully, you know, who knows? A lot of people think Sewell won't go past the Bengals at 5. And you see other people that maybe the Bengals take a playmaker to give to Burrow. But Panthers certainly hope they could get Penei Sewell.
All right, Joe. Appreciate late notice. We'll be all over your stuff. I'm a Sam Darnold diehard. I've met him a few times in his family. It's just a regular group of people, easy to root for, and I'm really happy for him. I didn't think he got a fair shake with the Jets. I appreciate you on late notice stopping by, Joe.
You got it, man. Appreciate you thinking of me, Colin.
Remember to rate this show and subscribe wherever you listen to our podcasts. Also, The Volume now on YouTube. Yep, we're on YouTube. We'll be uploading new episodes and clips daily, including some past interviews and moments from all of our shows. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/The Volume.
The Volume.